on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. Introducing the Italian hero from Subway, stacked with capicola, mortadella, and Genoa salami with oil, vinegar, and oregano. Taste the authentic flavor of the Subway Italian hero, limited time only. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to $25 gift cards simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller, along with Jerry Newberry. As always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving on active duty in the Guard and Reserves. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
Welcome into the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and I love the show when we can show another side of someone that you might know, and especially if it's something they do that involves helping veterans. And if you know anything about golf, you're going to recognize this music. When you hear this music, immediately you know who the guest is. David Faraday is our guest from the Golf Channel and NBC. David, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Randy. I hate that music.
Where did you come up with that?
Well, I didn't. We had two choices initially 7 years ago for the theme music, and I chose the other one. So it shows you how much influence I have.
I mean, it's almost as iconic as the Friends theme. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. Hey, I do have to tell you that our home base here is in Kansas City, where a good friend of yours, Tom Watson, lives.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's more than a friend to me, Tom, yeah. And he's a great supporter of the military as well.
Yeah, we're not allowed to speak with Tom in Kansas City. that's
well,
kind of a rule.
I've been to Iraq with Tom, and one of the greats of my life really was.
Yeah, and he's got a fabulous ranch. He's just an incredible man. He's done a lot for Kansas City and done a lot for, like you said, the military and for golf. But just a little bit for the people that might not know David Faraday. He turned professional in 1976. You won 10 events. I mean, you were a serious player and played on the Ryder Cup team. And then when you stopped playing, you became an announcer. Now you Golf Channel, NBC. And his weekly interview show, Faraday, is on every Monday night on the Golf Channel. And just to tell you what a great interviewer you are, David, it's miraculous. You made Hale Irwin seem exciting. I mean, that's amazing. Just some amazing stuff. But, I think the thing that people may not know about you is the fact that you've been a friend of the military and veterans for many, many years. And with your Troops First Foundation, especially the IED events, talk a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, we have sort of, we've got various programs. We're not that big, Randy, but we try to help as many of our wounded military as we can. Our main project at the moment is the Leroy Petrie Honor Village. We've got 7 homes opening in the next few weeks. That we built up near Walter Reed for families in transition from the hospital.
Great.
Named for Leroy Petrie, who's one of my first soldiers in the foundation. He's a Medal of Honor recipient. And Operation Proper Exit, where we take kids back to the place where they were hit and let them see that they were part of a mission that didn't fail. You know, they didn't let down their teammates. And when they leave the theater on that particular occasion, the insurgent doesn't have a voice. You know, their unit mm-hmm. turns out to say goodbye to them, and they get up the back of that the ramp of that C-130 themselves. It's been we've taken more than 100 back now, and every one of them has come back just a different soldier, sailor, airman, or marine. We got Operation Warrior Call, which tries to keep the guys in touch with their battle buddies, because one of the things that we find contributes to PTSD is the fact that they fall out of touch with brothers in arms, and that's an incredibly important connection. Absolutely. We're trying to keep that. And, you know, I tell the guys that I have PTSD as well. I have pre-traumatic stress disorder. I'm pretty sure something dreadful is going to happen, but I have no idea when.
Or what. you know, it's fantastic. And I know that you really have a heart for the IED soldiers. And I don't know, Dave, you're originally from Northern Ireland, and you're a recent U.S. citizen. Where did you get your passion for the American military?
Well, growing up in Northern Ireland in the 60s and 70s, it was an urban warfare zone. And, you know, the armed forces there were fighting an enemy that didn't wear a uniform, that hid behind women and children. There were sectarian explosions. It's all sort of eerily familiar, and I can't bear the thought of it coming here. So in 2007, I had the opportunity to go to Iraq with the USO. And at that point, you know, my wife wanted me to remain. And even though I loved the country, you know, I was just, you know, trying to stay married and all the rest.
Sure.
But when I came back, I had to be an American citizen. I was so blown away by the dedication of our military, the restraint that they show on a daily basis when they don't pull the trigger, something that's never reported.
Yeah.
Their commitment to the local people and compassion that they have for them is just the most extraordinary force for good, and isn't portrayed that way in the media very often, and it upset me. So on the 23rd of February 2010, I finally became a U.S. citizen, and the greatest day of my life. I love this country, and the reason that this country is great, there are four reasons I tell people, and those are soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines.
Oh, amen.
It's never been any different. Nothing to do with politicians or anything like them. It's about our armed forces.
Yeah, and, you know, that's just so nice for someone to see. I mean, David, as you know, we're talking to David Faraday from NBC and the Golf Channel. And as you know, there's a lot of people in the United States that don't get that don't understand that. And for you to not only see it, but then to capitalize on that and to do the incredible work that you're doing, I want to thank you so much for that. We just had
my greatest honor.
A friend of yours, George W. Bush, on this program a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I had no idea he was an artist.
Oh yeah, he's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, he's really good. Yeah.
And for him to take his first project and his book "Portraits and Courage" and to paint these military people that have come back, and a lot of them wounded. And not only, you know, does he paint them, he invites them to his ranch, his Crawford Ranch, and he races them on mountain bikes. What's wrong with him?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. He's not riding ahead. He's the founder in chief for our armed forces and a huge supporter of the military. And I adore him and every other member of the Bush family as well. They're just some of the greatest people I've ever met.
Yeah, he's incredible. And hopefully we're going to be able to go to his ranch sometime September, October, and interview some of those people from the book as well. But hey, David, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to David Faraday from NBC and the Golf Channel. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline, and by CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common weight.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and David Faraday is my guest from the Golf Channel and NBC. David Faraday, the one and only. Let's talk about golf for just a couple of minutes, if we can, David. Of course, the big tournament, Players Championship, TPC Sawgrass, coming up this weekend that you'll be a part of. And how about, I guess for the first time or for the second week ever, no more video couch coaches, right?
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
No, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour, they actually have a person who watches television specifically for this reason, to see any infractions or whatever. And what I don't understand, Randy, is, I mean, I work in television. I've been in it for 21 years now, and I can't find the number to call in.
Right.
To report.
Exactly.
How the hell do you get that number? Really?
I always wonder. I mean, do you just call NBC and go, put me right through? I just saw something.
That's not the way that it happens. Because I've tried that. Yeah. Not for that reason. But, I mean, it's a really difficult thing to do. I mean, you really have to have no life whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, to devote the time it would take to find that stuff out.
I mean, and so now they've done away with it. About a month late for Lexi Thompson. But,
really.
It's just an incredible situation with her. What do you expect this weekend? What do you expect at the Players?
And the finish of the TPC usually sorts the men out from the boys. It really does. It wouldn't surprise me to see a veteran win. Maybe somebody like a Sergio Garcia, who's played so well recently. He's won there before. And we've got several foreign players that have played here.
Yeah, well, I know that you've got a regular segment on Faherty called Rapid Fire. Can we do that real quick?
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go. Sure.
All right, a little rapid fire with David Faherty. Complete this sentence. Gary McCord is a blank.
A moron.
How do you like your steak?
Medium well.
Spandex or Spanx?
Ooh. Depends. Oh, I didn't mean...
How did Dustin Johnson really hurt his back?
He fell up the stairs.
Two iron or three wood?
Two iron.
Kilt or commando?
Kilt and commando.
I was going to say, it could be. Since you've become a U.S. citizen, what's the most American thing you've embraced?
Long-distance rifle shooting.
Do you really like Ricky Fowler's shoes?
No. No, not really. I don't like golf shoes in general. They're just so ugly. They're made to be worn with shorts. So anytime you see someone in long pants, they're god-awful.
And then finally, will Donald Trump build a wall around Lee Trevino?
Yeah, that'll be a big wall. Lee Trevino is, you know, his pant size is 42-22, and you could iron them in a toaster.
David, listen, thank you so much for what you've done for the troops. Thank you so much for what you're doing for veterans and for your work everywhere. We're just such big fans and just really, really appreciate the time.
No, it's a pleasure. Let me just give a shout out to the 4th ID. I'm going to be up in Colorado Springs a little later this month celebrating their 100th birthday with them. Really looking forward to that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Love to have you back on and get an update about the foundation anytime you want to.
Absolutely. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, David. David Faherty, we'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Hilton Hotels. With over 10,000 veterans and military spouses hired in the last 3 years, Hilton offers a world of opportunity. Visit jobs.hilton.com/military.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this is a subject that we've talked about many times on a program. It's something that people just can't seem to get their heads around when it comes to veterans. And we got a guy that I think really can tell us some stuff about this issue. And comes with some great credentials. We're talking about the Veterans Cannabis Project and the founder CEO, Nick Etten, is a former Navy SEAL officer and graduate of U.S. Naval Academy. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing great today. I appreciate the opportunity to speak.
Hey, man, thank you so much for being here. This is something that I don't know why this is so hard to accomplish. I don't know why it's such a tough deal for people to understand. But, you know, maybe you can kind of get into this with us. I know that we had Bob McDonald on the program last year, Secretary of the VA, and we talked about medical marijuana for veterans. And he said that the VA at that time was open to the idea, that they were looking at it. The American Legion has come out in favor of medical marijuana for PTSD. Why hasn't it happened? What's the problem?
You know, I think what's happening is veterans are their health issues are caught up in the same health issues that the rest of the country faces.
Yeah.
they're different, but yet we still have to move along the same lines that they do. Also, and change. Change is not, change doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
Medical marijuana, it's a political issue, it's a legal issue, but most important, as it comes to veterans, it's a health policy issue. And it's
sure.
one, as you see, that's rising to the top of the stack in conversations about legalization of medical marijuana, is specifically veterans' health issues. And the reason why it's coming to the top is because medical marijuana is a viable option for veterans right now.
Sure.
And a viable option in an environment where the system was not prepared for the types of wounds and injuries that veterans are dealing with after 16 years of continuous engagement.
Well, and
veterans, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think coming from you, that's a strong statement because, you know, for you to add your voice to this discussion as a former Navy SEAL officer and graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, I would think more people tend to go, well, let's listen to what he's saying about this then.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope so. You know, I became involved in this issue a couple of years ago. It was through my work in starting to work within the legal cannabis industry. My background has been in security and security services for over the past 10 years. And it was through that avenue that I was introduced to medical marijuana and what is now legal in 29 states, as well as D.C. And what I saw is a lot of rhetoric blocking the movement of what is a safe and responsible, as well as viable option for veterans dealing with very specific health needs.
And sometimes the only option, right?
Correct. Sometimes it is the only option.
Because, you know, and we talk about it on the show all the time about these opioids who, you know, you get strung out on opioids for the rest of your life, or you have medical marijuana that helps you on a daily basis and you can live a normal existence.
Absolutely. You know, one of our goals is to give veterans an opportunity and a place to get real and straight information on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
We want to remove the noise. We want to remove the hype. And we also want to remove the stigma. And I think that change is to come slow when you're dealing with an issue that has so many components to it and has so many different constituents.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Now,
where do you live? Where
I currently live in Texas.
Okay. So is that where the Veterans Cannabis Project is based in Texas?
We're a national organization, so we're based across the country. But I currently live in Texas. But Texas is not a medical marijuana state.
Right. I was just going to mention that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is a big issue for veterans in Texas. What I saw a few years ago was I saw that veterans' health issues were rising to the top of the stack as far as conditions and use cases for medical marijuana. I didn't see any organizations that were run by veterans and led by veterans that were responsibly and professionally advocating on behalf of veterans on this issue. And that's why I founded the Veterans Cannabis Project.
Yeah, well, why do veterans face the issues different from any other citizens on this?
Well, there's very different legal issues that veterans face. And what it comes down to is the difference between state and federal level health coverage.
Mm.
So a veteran relies on the Veterans Administration, VA, for their health care post-service. However, because this is an illegal medicine and at the federal level, where it's legal in 29 different states, veterans are in a very unique position in that if veterans in states like Colorado or California elect to get a medical marijuana card, they risk a potential loss of veterans of VA health benefits because they are breaking federal law to do so.
Now, I did not know that. Wow, that's a that's a big issue.
It's a huge issue, and these are constitutional rights. So I also, the challenges that veterans are facing, as you brought up earlier, some of the issues with PTS, and one of the biggest that doesn't get covered all that much is chronic pain.
Right.
The solutions that have been pushed forward for veterans within that system haven't worked, and in fact, have been counterproductive.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, and we've talked to different organizations, like I mentioned the American Legion, you know, where before and pretty recently, all of these veteran service organizations wouldn't even entertain the thought of medical marijuana. But now that's opening just a little bit. Do you see that too?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think veterans are, and one of our goals is to give veterans a voice on this issue and to tell their stories. Because I think when it comes down to it, and one of the reasons why I started this organization is to focus on solutions and solutions that work. And so veterans are leading the change in this area. Our organization looks at both the health side as well as the career side. So let me take you back through that a little bit.
Yeah.
Right now, veterans are facing significant health issues for which the system was ill-prepared to deal with.
Right.
So they're going and choosing to medicate or to treat their issues in a safe and responsible way on their own. Unfortunately, because of the differences between the federal and the state systems, veterans are at a risk for loss of benefits, and that's an issue. So we advocate for veterans' rights on behalf of that, both at the state level as well as the federal level. The other thing that we do is we educate veterans on what cannabis is and what cannabis isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we want to get past the hype. We want to remove the stigma. We want to treat this as what it is, which is a health policy issue. And cannabis is shown to be a safe and effective solution for many of these health problems that veterans face. Now, employment is a significant component of health for any individual. And we believe that the cannabis industry presents an opportunity for veterans to gain employment and build careers. In fact, we believe that the industry itself represents probably the greatest opportunity for veterans to build careers for themselves currently in the U.S. There's no industry that presents the opportunity that this industry does.
I just read an article the other day that the marijuana industry is expected to gross more in the year 2020 than the NFL.
Yes, I believe that. I've seen those numbers.
Yeah.
You're looking at Colorado right now is looking at $1.2 billion for the industry for last year. But what the industry desperately needs is it needs the skill sets that veterans have developed during their time in service. And that is the ability to work in a highly regulated environment where compliance and transparency are incredibly important.
Yep.
And for the industry to move forward and be able to provide the health benefits that veterans need, the potential of medical marijuana, the industry needs to grow in a responsible fashion. And veterans lend credibility to the industry in a way that no other component of the workforce does.
Yeah, that's interesting, you know, that you use that word credibility, because you know, as a former Navy SEAL officer, graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, that's what you bring to the table in terms of the issue itself. We're talking to founder and CEO Nick Etten of the Veterans Cannabis Project here on the National Defense. And, you know, what's interesting to me, too, Nick, and you kind of touched on it, a lot of the miseducation, you know, a lot of the people making comments, making decisions based on the fact that they have no idea what they're talking about. And
correct.
That's got.
I was in that population a number of years ago.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, I think it's moving through dispelling some of the cultural myths and removing the stigma surrounding cannabis. And I like to say sometimes that we want to provide veterans with the straight dope on dope. I generally don't make too many puns around it because that can continue on
right.
ad nauseum. But there's a lot of hype, there's a lot of misinformation, and our goal is to remove all of that and focus on this is what it is. It is a health policy issue.
Yeah.
Veterans have a unique set of challenges right now. In the system as it currently exists, was ill-prepared and is not capable of addressing those issues. This is a safe alternative. It's a safe route, and veterans are self-selecting to do so. And in fact, yep. As we talk about removing the stigma from this, I think as you see, when an organization like the American Legion steps up and takes the position that it did, that this is... That this has moved beyond partisan politics. It has moved beyond. It has moved beyond noise, and this is about safe and effective solutions.
Hey, but Nick, you know what are we talking about here, time wise? I mean, kind of looking at your crystal ball, and what do you think? Are we talking about 5 years, 10 years? Will we ever get to a day where a veteran can walk in to a shop? Get some medical marijuana and have the VA pay for it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And that's, I hope, where we get to.
Nick, listen, thank you so much, man. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
We'll be right back here. Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense and the Minute Clinic Minute from CVS. Holly Kautz is here, Army veteran and a nurse practitioner. And Holly, this is kind of surprising, I think, to a lot of people that maybe heart health is treated at the Minute Clinics.
Yeah, there's so much that we can do to keep you on that path to better health. And so one of the things we can do is check your cholesterol for those that know they have high cholesterol or just someone that wants to know their numbers. We also will check your blood pressure. We help people lose weight. We have a weight loss management program, and we can help people quit smoking. So a lot we can do to help people keep people healthy and keep their hearts healthy.
Yeah, and this is interesting. You know, I was reading the information about the cholesterol numbers and the checks and everything. The results take about 5 minutes.
Wow.
They do, yeah.
Wow.
We have a really nice machine. It's a finger stick. We get a little bit of blood. Put it in the machine, and 5 minutes later, we know your results.
And same as going to your primary care physician. I mean, you got to fast before this happens, but so there takes a little bit of planning in terms of when you go to the Minute Clinic. But to have that kind of results that quickly, that is great. And I would imagine some people that didn't know they were at risk for something are very surprised, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because it's not something that you're going to have symptoms of if you do have high cholesterol. So it is very important to check those numbers and see where you are. And the other thing I want to bring out is that we'll actually send those results to their primary care physician or nurse practitioner if they have one. So that's nice, too, for the continuity of care.
Yeah, and it's just so nice that the Minute Clinics are everywhere. I don't know. How many CVS Minute Clinics?
Oh, my gosh. We have over 1,100 now, and they're in select CVS and Target pharmacies. You can go online to MinuteClinic.com. We're open 7 days a week. We have extended hours during the week till 7:30 at night in most cases until 5:30 on the weekends. So, yeah, very convenient.
Man, that is great. Thank you, Holly. Another Minute Clinic Minute coming up next week right here on the National Defense.
This has been the National Defense made possible by Ford. Go further. By the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save. By Subway. Introducing the Italian hero from Subway, stacked with capicola, mortadella, and Genoa salami with oil, vinegar, and oregano. Taste the authentic flavor of the Subway Italian hero, limited time only. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. By United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common weight. By ADT Security, for over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
Hey, Frankie, what you got there?
It's an Italian hero from Subway.
A lot of meat on that sandwich.
Well, yeah, Mrs. G, it's got mortadella, spicy capicola.
Capicola? Nice.
Genoa salami, oil and vinegar.
Is that Mediterranean oregano I smell?
Yeah, Mr. Antonelli.
What did I tell you? That thing is loaded.
That's a nice sandwich. You did good, Frankie. Real good.
Thanks, Sal. Thanks.
Everybody,
Subway has the authentic taste everyone loves. Introducing the Italian Hero. It's our better Italian flavor for a better Subway. Limited time only.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Supercab and Supercrew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings. Once again, raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.